Nick Livingstone, you are listening to ABC Radio Brisbane. But David Bycroft is the founder of the Australian Homestay Network. David, you've got an idea on perhaps how to help international students?
Yes, you might remember in 2012 we helped take the asylum seekers out of detention centre and put them into homes, controversially. But amazingly, over 5,000 Australians applied to help. So whilst there are mixed feelings out there in the community, and we understand that, there are a lot of good people out there that would like to put their hand up.
Mm. So how do you hope to connect people who might have perhaps space in their home for an international student?
Well, we've been doing that now for a long time, over 14 years. So we basically are doing that in normal business for international students. But what we're looking for are hosts who will just take a basic semi-volunteer payment per week while the students are settling. And we think that would be for a four-week period initially, and then we'll review it. So we're trying to get the student into a friendly, safe, sheltered environment with meals, with company, with a mentor, and some guidance on what's happening out there in a country they're not familiar with.
And David, are you talking here about university students?
We're talking about all international students, all ages, but the universities are getting some funding now for hardship support for international students because the various state and federal governments are recognising that. But we're mainly talking about anyone who's in desperate need, but we need them to come through their institution, not direct to us, because we wouldn't cope with the demand from customers, but we need the institutions to play their role. Now, they have a legal responsibility for the welfare of the international student anyway. So we have to sort of put the puzzle together and make it work.
Yes. David, what kind of stories are you hearing about international students over the last couple of weeks?
There's definitely, I agree with the Council of International Students president you had on earlier, that there's some desperate things starting to happen. But look, the industry is predicting it's going to get much worse because international students do come with some money to support themselves. But as they've lost their jobs and as they're losing their income and as they're trying to live in Australia and they've lost their on-campus networks, there's going to be more and more problems without some sort of intervention like JobKeeper. JobKeeper's keeping some businesses alive, but the university students who are international and the school students who are international do not get that.
You're listening to David Bycroft, the founder of the Australian Homestay Network. So, David, I understand what you're saying about the students need to go through their institutions. I mean, this would all need to be done properly, everyone's sort of safety and privacy in hand. And probably health checks. There'll be some people listening right now who are saying, well, you're going to do health checks. What's the next step? If there's someone listening this morning who might want to offer some assistance, what should they do?
Yeah, if they could just register or contact us, our website's the easiest place to go, which is simply homestaynetwork.org, O-R-G. So homestaynetwork.org, or it's the Australian Homestay Network in Google search.
Okay. Good to talk this morning. David, we'll stay in touch to see how things play out.
Thanks, Rebecca.
David Bycroft, the Australian Homestay Network. I mean, everyone's circumstances are different, but if you are someone who may be able to offer a place for an international student to stay, they're saying there might be some volunteer fee there, but I guess the bigger picture is providing some stability and comfort to someone who's chosen to come to Australia and in a lot of circumstances spend a lot of money on higher education. So check out homestaynetwork.org, do your own investigations and have a conversation that may indeed change someone's life.
You don't say I'm pretty.